Yeah, good to be here, and you got me at the right time. Busy news breaking already today with the Steelers.
Exactly. Juju gets a one-year deal, $8 million with the Steelers. He had some options, Joe. What do you think are some of the factors that said, you know, I think I'll stay?
Well, I think he wanted to stay all along. I think, you know, there's reports out there that other teams, Kansas City was interested in him, and I think Baltimore threw more money at him. But I think he really wanted to find a way to stay here. And if they, you know, giving them the one-year deal, now it creates the chance maybe for them to, you know, try to talk some kind of longer-term deal with him, and maybe less than that $8 million cap hit. But, you know, the interesting thing is now the Steelers don't have $8 million under the cap to spend, so they're going to have to make other moves here. You know, and then reports came out today that, you know, Steve Nelson's given permission to seek a trade. Well, he's going to count over $14 million against the cap, yeah. So they could save $8 million by releasing him or trading him. So maybe that's the corresponding move that is coming here. You know, when the other shoe drops.
So Joe, let me ask you this: I think the Steelers over the years, for the most part, have done a pretty good job of managing the cap. Would that be fair?
Oh yeah, they're very good at it. Right. Yeah, they're very good at working around things.
Why are they up against the wall this time? What are the factors that suddenly have changed something that they've managed so well that right now has them in a bind?
Well, two things. One is they had 19 players hit free agency, which is usually probably double about what they normally have, and they had a lot of starters also hit free agency, and then the other one was that the salary cap went down. You know, about $16 million from you know, even if it had just stayed flat because of the pandemic. And nobody could foresee that a pandemic was going to hit and, you know, create these kind of problems. So, you know, Kevin Colbert had come out before and said, even under regular circumstances, if the cap had gone up, they knew it was going to be challenging to keep a lot of these guys. Well, now the cap goes down $16 million, and, you know, they're scrambling, trying to make things work, restructuring Ben Roethlisberger, cutting Vince Williams, restructuring Cam Hayward. You know, so they had to juggle a lot of balls to get under there, and now they're going to have to do it again, you know, to fit Juju into this salary cap.
And also, what are some of the options on the offensive line, Joe?
Well, I mean, I think you're looking at the draft right now, unless you can. I still seem to think that they're going to try to get a center somehow, some way. They signed B.J. Finney to a one-year deal, but I think that's just more for depth. I think they really want to try to get a center, but the options are dwindling, though. There's not many left out there now, so they might have to do that in the draft. You know, they got Zach Banner back at right tackle. They could move Chukwuma Okorafor for the left tackle.
Yep.
I just don't see Alejandro Villanueva coming back. I just think he's probably near the end of the line, and I don't see what sense that makes, you know, in trying to keep most of that line intact when you're last in the league and running. So, you know, and they've got to address that, and I think, you know, you're going to see the draft, be it running back, offensive line, I think it's going to be heavy at those areas in the first two, three rounds.
All right, so now let's get to another interesting part, running back. I say this with all due respect, but there are certain people that are in the league that are in the just another guy category. Right now the Steelers roster at running back is loaded with just another guy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I mean, they just don't. There's no difference maker there. So what about that? I mean, do you draft one? Do you sign one? What do you do with that?
Well, I don't think there's really any difference makers out there in free agency right now. So, you know, I think the best way to do it is you're going to have to draft somebody. Maybe you sign somebody here in the coming weeks as their value comes down, maybe for a depth option, you know, to be a number two, number three, or, a passing down type of guy. But, I think right now you're looking first or second round that they're going to go for one of the top running backs on the market.
All right. So anything overall on this free agent market that surprised you? I mean, not just the Steelers, but overall, were you set back going, huh, really?
Well, the one thing is, you know, and I guess it shouldn't come as a surprise, you know, have been a few days into this, but the fact that, like, Juju Smith-Schuster's back on a one-year deal at $8 million, I think a lot of wide receivers thought there was going to be some big money out there. And when I saw other lesser receivers getting better deals and making over $10 million a year, I thought either Juju's setting himself up for a big payday, or the longer this goes on, you know, teams are going to realize that there's a lot of good receivers in this draft. You know, maybe we don't have to go out and spend big money on someone that's not a prototypical number one receiver. I just think the wide receiver market maybe have overestimated its value. And if you look at the running back market, too, there's really very few running backs that have sign decent contracts. So, you know, I think it's some of the skill positions where the draft is considered deep this year, the free agents are, you know, kind of taking it on the chin a little bit.
The new NFL TV deals have been announced, and it's going to get up to about $10 billion a year, it looks like, when it's all said and done. We talked about the cap, which got, I think got knocked down to, what, 182.5, I think, was the number on the knockdown this year.
Yeah.
So for the future, I mean, not just for the Steelers, but for everybody, what does this do on floodgates money-wise?
Well, it's going to, you know, it's going to shoot it up pretty high. You know, it's going to offset a lot of those losses teams have had in the last year because of the pandemic. You know, I don't know if you'll see the immediate jump by maybe $30 or $40 million, but I think eventually you're going to get there. I mean, you're going to go back over 200 next year, maybe 210, 215. I mean, there was thoughts before the pandemic that maybe you could get to 230 with the kind of money that was being thrown around. So I think teams are going to have a lot more money next year to spend. And that's another factor in teams, I think, trying to offer one-year deals to these players so that they can have more money freed up next year, you know, to gear back up and make a bigger run at this thing.
Also, part of this is going to be a Thursday night package with Amazon, Amazon Prime. Just, I mean, what is your thought on going to the streaming aspect exclusively on some? And some of the games will be on NFL Network. And I think local markets will get a chance to carry the Amazon Prime broadcast. What's your thought on that?
I'm not a huge fan of not making games available to the general national audience. I mean, I think everybody should have a chance to watch these, you know, these marquee Thursday, Sunday night, Monday night games. You know, it's different. They're dipping their toes into this, and this is kind of the way of the future. But I'm more of an old school type of person, and I'm if it's a game between two teams out on the West Coast and I want to watch it, I shouldn't have to have his Amazon Prime subscription to get it. I would like to think that somehow, some way, some over-the-air broadcast partner is going to be able to televise that game, or at least I would like to think so.
I agree with that completely because, you know what? It's the over-the-air component, you know, or cable, whatever it may you want to go with here, all right, that made the NFL what it is. I mean, the NFL is what it is because we've had a chance to watch so many games over the years, and I don't think you want to tinker with that too much.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And you don't want to, you don't want to alienate your customers. I mean, yeah, you're getting a younger, you're trying to get a younger audience, and you know, maybe you and I are the fossils anymore of these type of people when they're, you know, they're not looking exactly at us as their demographic group, But I think for the people that have invested so much of their lives in football, you know, people of our generation, then I think you should, you know, make these games available.
I noticed the NCAA tournament, which, by the way, caters to young people, is on over the air and cable.
Yeah, exactly.
I noticed that. Any activity you're looking at in the next week that you're just going to keep a close eye on to see with this? Because now we're at the point where, like, a lot of the stuff's winding down now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm so curious to see what happens with James Conner, where he's going to end up. Juju came back. Who knows? You know, maybe that means he has a chance to come back, too, although I doubt it. I just want to see where he ends up. You know, the Steelers still have some holes. You know, backup tight end. Does that mean Jesse James is coming back? There's smaller pieces. Inside linebacker, they need depth at outside linebacker. Are they going to be able to plug in some veterans at cheap costs? Because I don't think they can address everything in the draft. So I want to see where some of these things shake out with these. Yeah, as the prices come down and free agency lingers.
You know, Joe, they need Jesse James back because they really have not had a guy that's a good blocking tight end really since he left.
Yeah, they really haven't. You know, and Eric Ebron, you know, that's, as everybody has watched him play, not his strong suit at the least. they do need somebody. And, you know, Vance McDonald was the, you know, pretty good blocker, but he was always, you know, he got beat up a lot. He played a hard physical style and was hurt a lot, and I think that took a toll on him. I'd like to see them get somebody like Jesse James back, and then everybody can, you know, start saying how much he caught the ball again against the Patriots.
What do you think about the quarterback deal now? Obviously, you know, Ben's restructured his deal. We get how it played out with the bonus money and the one-year deal. They've got Haskins. They've got Mason Rudolph. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that they're making, you know, I'm still not rolling out the fact that if Ben Roethlisberger comes back, his arm is stronger 2 years after surgery, you know, that he might still be here beyond one more year. They right. could re, they could try to re-sign him. But they have a nice insurance policy. Yeah, Mason Rudolph's at the end of his contract. But really, he's going to hit free agency next year without much on his resume. So I think his options are, you know, the Steelers view it as, hey, if, you know, Ben just has an average year, you know, we move on next year, no more obligations to him. We'll go with Mason Rudolph, and they can get him for a better contract. You know, because nobody else is going to sign Mason Rudolph to be a starter after he really hasn't done it right. in 4 years. So, I mean, I think that's kind of the way they're approaching it. And then Dwayne Haskins, you know, they're going to just, you know, roll the dice and see what he gives them. I mean, you know, I don't have, they've had other guys on the roster like Paxton Lynch, who was a former first round pick yeah. who never really panned out. And, you know, I view that the same way with Dwayne Haskins. They take a chance. It's no risk for them. And, you know, maybe it has a big upside. Maybe it doesn't.
Start him late in the season, Rudolph. Have him throw 6 touchdown passes, and then he signs a big – oh, wait, that's Matt Flynn. All right. Joe, always a pleasure. Appreciate you very much, and thanks for the time today, especially on a breaking news day.
Sounds good. Anytime.